Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee, Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey there, welcome to a special Wednesday night edition of It's Not Me, It's You, coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us tonight, and if you're listening to us on podcast, thank you for joining us wherever you are and whenever you are listening. Tonight's topic is going to be really good about friends and flirting, but before we get going, we're going to start off with a song by Shane Henry called Love Anyway. Listen up, it's a good one.
You're looking for the tunnel at the end of the line, waiting to feed any hand that bites you. You're nice to the mean and mean to the nice. You got it all wrong, but that's alright. Hey, hey, love anyway. Why you gotta bleed before you get cut? Got a feeling here deep down in my gut. Someone must have been having over on you to make you drive me crazy like the way you do. Hey, hey, love anyway. Hey, hey, love anyway. Any way to let you know how I feel about you.
Shane. All right, we're going to talk a little bit tonight about flirting. We've talked about it before on the show. It's something we do every day in life. It is just part of our makeup. It's part of our being, you know, whether you're doing it to potentially, you know, date somebody, or you're flirting somebody up at work, or it's just the way your voice is, you know, comes out of your mouth. It sometimes it's just flirty. Women can flirt by you know, throwing their hair back, or by, you know, looking at a guy a different way, or guys will say something with a little innuendo in it. And it's all flirting. It's all flirting. But what we're going to talk about tonight is when you're specifically flirting with a friend, somebody who's already in the friend zone, you know, and then you get to a flirtationship, as I said, I put it out there today online. I call it a flirtationship. And that means that you're flirting with a friend when you know that it's not really going to go anywhere past that. So we're going to talk about how to recognize it. How do you handle it? If it gets weird, if it gets uncomfortable, how do you deal with it? So we've all done it. We all do it. It's just part of our life. And whether you mean to or not, people interpret the way you talk to them, perhaps as flirtatious, perhaps even though you didn't mean it to be, it might come across that way. So we flash back to one of my favorite movies and one of the better quote-unquote date movies of all time, and that's When Harry Met Sally. You'll recall when Harry says that men and women cannot be friends because, quote, the sex part always gets in the way. Sally argues that it's not true because she has male friends and there's no sex involved, but Harry correctly counters by saying it's true because the fact that every man who is your friend means and wants to have sex with her. Okay, it goes back and forth. And I always tell people, I get in arguments about it with people, not arguments, but discussions, men and women cannot be friends because ultimately the sex part gets in the way. Women always say, yes, we can. Men always say, no, we can't. And it just goes back and forth. But when you're in that friend zone, because maybe they're married or they already have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or maybe that it's a situation that is not the right time and place for something, you're in the friend zone together. But you flirt anyway. I mean, I have many, many female friends that either I've put them in the friend zone, they put me in the friend zone or whatever, that you still can flirt with. And that's perfectly fine as long as you're not disrespecting any other relationship that you might be in. And that, you know, that's something to have that discussion with your partner if you are in a relationship, and be careful about that. There's always a potential for sexual tension between men and women. It doesn't matter. Even friends have sexual tension. And that's normal. But there's actual data to back up the point, and Harry cited the argument that, you know, that says that flirting, when they did a study on flirting, the Social Issues Research Center, hey, I didn't know there was such a place, but there is, Social Issues Research Center, a study on flirting found that men are more likely to interpret any kind of flirting on the part of the female as an invitation for sexual advances. True or not? Do you experience that or not? Well, you know, everybody's different. Every woman and every man interprets differently. Now, if I am talking to a woman and I see or feel or hear a blatant flirt, then am I going to think that she's coming on to me or hitting on me or wants to date me or whatever the case may be? Yeah, absolutely. Why would you not? If they're in that position to do that, being unattached and, you know, somewhere interested, and you have to look for the signs. Is she twirling her hair? Is she, you know, just, you know, the classic cliche signs of flirting, the tone of her voice and what she's saying and how she's saying it. Then you have to make that determination. But if you're doing that with a friend, somebody you already know is a friend, that's a different story. What happens when two people who have professed to be just friends start flirting with one another? How do you navigate the fine line between friendly flirting meant strictly for fun and flirting to get something going, a relationship going? So it helps. It's going to be helpful to understand why friends flirt with you. Okay, for me, it's to keep the the ego going, to make sure that, okay, I can still flirt with this person. I get some response. Okay, it's kind of like a guinea pig, if you will. It's somebody who to bounce new ideas. Like a stand-up comic will go into a professional, successful stand-up comic will go into a smaller club and try his jokes out on people for the first time in a smaller venue. It's kind of a similar thing. You're going to make sure that you still have it. You still have what it takes to flirt, and you're going to use your friends to do that, and hopefully vice versa. It's used to test the waters to see if there's any possibility of taking this friend thing a little further as well. You know, everybody always seems to say, you know, you want to have a relationship with your best friend, and, you know, it's always good to be friends to start with before you escalate it to the next level, rather than just meeting somebody, a total stranger, and dating for a week or two and jumping in the sack and everything goes south. If you have things in common with people that you already know, then it's easier to make that transition. You want to see if you can take the friend thing a little further. If the response to the flirting is done by pulling back, you know, and then maybe that's not – you know, it's not going to go any further, but because you're already friends, you can pull back with confidence that, you know what, I was just playing. I was just joking. I was just this or that. And be able to keep it at that friend level if, in fact, that's what you want to do. Just innocent fooling around. Now, flirting can also be used to boost the confidence and validate your sex appeal, which is kind of what I was talking about a minute ago. You know, if you haven't been on a date for a while, you want to try out your material, see what's going on. Find one of your opposite sex friends and say, hey, I want to try this out. If they're your friend, they'll be honest with you about it. They will be, they'll let you know that, you know what, you're a dork, you're an idiot, you're stupid. Let's get you some new material. That's what friends are for, is to tell you that. Sometimes you just need a little assurance or reassurance, depending on your outlook, that you still, quote unquote, got it. You engage in a little friendly flirtation. And if you get flirtation back, it makes everybody feel good. Your friend maybe is having a rough go at it as well and is thinking that, okay, well, if my friend's going to flirt with me, I'll flirt back, and it's a win-win. Sometimes flirting is an automatic response to feelings of jealousy or out of fear that they might be losing a friend to somebody else. Now, we go back to when Harry met Sally. Men and women cannot be friends because the sex thing is out there. The exception to that is if the person's in a relationship with somebody else. At that point, you are in the friend zone, okay, because if you want to be around that person at all, that's the only place you're going to be. Second of all, if their new partner is okay with you being around them as a friend, then, you know, you want to make sure that there's still a friendship there, okay? Because a lot of times, let's take a male and a female or in a relationship, the guy is going to say, well, you don't need your male friends because I bring everything to the table that you need from a guy, right? If they're secure enough, they're okay with that. If you're insecure in that relationship, then maybe that's a little bit different story. But you want to be able to, you know, sometimes flirting, again, if you're losing your friend to a new romantic relationship, you want to see if there's something there before that happens. Because chances are, if that new romantic relationship turns out to be something more permanent and long-term, you're probably going to lose that friend at some point. You want to keep options open, and the new person showing interest is seen at that point as a threat. So there might be some flirting going on there. It also becomes a game of maybe I do, maybe I don't. In the book I've talked about and had Amy on, the author of the book called Woo Dat, there is a chapter in there about being a master dater or a master baiter, B-A-I-T-E-R. Do you bait people? Do you bait somebody with flirtation and text messaging, you know, flirty text, things of that nature, to bring them back to you and then let them go? Or are you actually serious about dating? You want to, you know, dating that person. So maybe I do, maybe I don't want more than a friendship from you, but you're going to have to stick around to find out. That makes you a baiter, not a dater. If you're going to use that tactic, you know, it's going to be used to discourage you from seeking companionship elsewhere. It's very, very confusing for both people, especially if there are some slight feelings involved here between the two of you before he or she moves on to the new relationship that's lurking on the horizon. So here's a few ideas or a few clues to help you spot the kind of flirting that can be fun. That's just between friends. It's all witty banter. It's all just fun. And you don't want to have kind of, you know, uncomfortableness. Is that a word? Uncomfortableness, discomfort, weird feelings, whatever the term is. The first clue is that it's usually done in public. We all feel less vulnerable. We feel less a target when we're in a group of people. So we have the protection of the group that we can hide behind if flirting gets out of control. Public flirting between friends is usually all done in fun. Okay, you're amongst a group of people. Everybody knows your friends. Everybody understands or recognizes that there's innocent flirtation going on. Another clue is that it's done via text, okay? Playful texting is done for no other reason than for entertainment and a way to connect. That's it. If you escalate it into sexting, where you're having, you know, text sex, which is just weird and creepy. You know, pick up the phone, have phone sex. Don't do it over text. What's wrong with it? What's wrong with everything these days, right? We tend to feel braver writing things down than we would saying them face-to-face or even over the phone because of the anonymity factor at work, okay? I know where the text is coming from. I know who wrote it, but you don't have to hear their voice or see their face. So there is a little bit of anonymity at work here. If it's not backed up in person, then it's just playful banter. So if I'm sending somebody a playful text, a flirty text, you know, something that's a little bit, you know, right there on the edge, and I don't follow it up with a phone call or follow it up with a, hey, let's get together and hang out, then it's probably going to be playful, okay? But remember, if you're serious about it, pick up the phone and call. Or meet them, okay? Nothing over the text message, just this impersonal, as we all know. Another clue is that it's done in an exaggerated manner, like really corny or over the top, come on line, that no one would ever take seriously. If you're not comfortable with it or you're not certain, come out and ask the person sending the message, are you flirting with me? You know, that's how we communicate. Are you flirting with me? Yes or no? And then you'll know, yeah, you know, I'm flirting with you, but we're just playing because we're friends. Yeah, that's a simple response. Another clue to help spot the kind of flirting that's all in fun is it only happens when someone else shows interest in you. So jealousy or fear comes into play. She doesn't want to date you, but she sure as heck doesn't want anyone else to date you either. So she's going to flirt with you to keep you hanging on. That makes her the masturbator. Not the master dater. Be careful. Be careful about letting friendly flirting cross over the line to friends with benefits. It's a dangerous choice because both sides need to understand and agree what the relationship is or isn't before changing the dynamic of the relationship. It's very simple. You know, friends with benefits involves personal contact. It's gone beyond the flirting stage, obviously. If you are friends, here's a little piece of advice, I guess. If you are friends and you continue to flirt with each other, make some arrangements. Work out an agreement, if you will, okay? Not like a relationship agreement or anything like that. It's not like a Big Bang Theory on it here, but understand, have a mutual understanding that what you're doing is just play, okay? Talk it out. Make sure, hey, you know what? We're going to flirt. It's going to be playful. We're not expecting to take this past the flirtationship level, okay? Make sure that you're both on the same page. And if you decide to change that page or turn it or start another chapter, talk about it because that's what you'll be doing when you do that in bumping it up to the next level of a relationship with that person. Past the flirtation stage, you'll talk about it. And remember, if it doesn't work out, it's almost impossible to maintain a friendship once it becomes intimate. Almost impossible. Someone's going to get hurt. And as Harry said, the sex part always gets in the way. So make sure that you understand, you know, if you take it to the next level, there is a good chance, if it doesn't work out, that you're going to lose that friend. Now, it's important to remember one thing with every relationship. One of two results will come from that relationship. Either you will spend the rest of your life together or you will break up. Okay? So if you take that friendship to the next level through flirting or any other means, understand that one of those two things is going to happen. So act and react accordingly. All right? So the last bit of the show, I want to share with you some tips on toxic relationships, how to recognize if you're in a toxic relationship. We're going to do this for the last 10 minutes or so of our half hour today. So If you're in a toxic relationship, these are some signs of recognizing it. And we talk in this case, we talk about men, but we're going to do men and women both, because you know women can be the cause of a toxic relationship as well, either with their friend or with their guy, as well as toxic relationships with men and women from both points of view. So if the person you're in a relationship with makes you feel bad about yourself, get out. Get out. I have seen so much self-esteem get destroyed by toxic relationships and by people making other people feel bad about themselves, talking down to them, telling them they're not pretty, telling them they're ugly, telling them they're fat, telling them things. If you love somebody and they're talking to you, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. If somebody loves you and they are talking to you like that, they don't love you. Get on out and move on. If they're shady, if they're filled with secrets and lies and deceptive behavior, there's cheating. Obviously, cheating is the first thing. You know, does he not let you look at his phone? Are there his Facebook page and email accounts locked down? I mean, yeah, there's privacy issues, but especially when you're starting out. But when you're in a long-term relationship with somebody, that stuff has got to be made available or there's some shadiness going on. Does he or she disappear for days to resurface, only to resurface without a valid reason for why they were gone or where they were? Hey, you know, if I'm dating somebody and you're gone for a week and I don't know that you're gone for, or I don't know where you are or what you're doing, I don't need to know every detail, but hey, I'm going out of town for a week. Okay, see ya. See you when you get back. But if there's no discussion about, hey, I'm going out of town, I'll see you in a week, then yeah, you're out. Obviously, physical, mental, and verbal abuse is another reason to get out. A lot of men won't do the physical abuse anymore because it's, quite frankly, too easy to trace. And the law does not have a lot of mercy on guys who hit women, and I certainly do not condone it. I would never, ever hit a woman, and if I see somebody hitting a woman, I will hit you. However, emotional and verbal abuse is a different story. It is very difficult to handle and ultimately leave somebody who's doing that to you. But if you are being disrespected, if you are being degraded, whether you're male or female, if your self-esteem is on the is plummeting because of it, then you need to get out. That's a toxic relationship, and nothing good ever comes out of those types of relationships. If there's some control issues, if he's trying to control what you do, is it his way or the highway? Is it there's no compromise on either party? Is there a lot of snooping or prying? Is there is he trying to alienate you from your family and your friends? Then this is another type of situation that will require you to move on. Okay, male or female, move on. And lastly, and this is personally my favorite, he makes you crazy, or she makes you crazy. Here's a little secret, okay? The person, the male or female of your dreams, won't cause you to become emotionally or mentally unbalanced. They don't make you feel depressed, anxious, or filled with confusion. Relationships that are like roller coasters can be exciting for a bit, but in the long term, you'll begin to feel like you're losing your mind. So it's not a good crazy. We would like to think so. But a lot of women especially stay on the track of crazy, hoping the ups and downs will eventually even out. They never, ever do. You hear about it all the time. If a person makes your stomach toss and your head spin like you're on a roller coaster from hell, get off. Wait for the roller coaster to stop first. Don't jump out in the middle of the ride. But get out. Get off the roller coaster and go find a better relationship. Now, of course, every relationship has its good days and its bad days. Neither you or your significant other will always be at your best. However, if any of the previous things I discussed are displayed by either party, then there's red flags, and you need to evaluate that. There is ultimately just one solution to a toxic relationship, and that is get the hell out. Move on. Move away. Get away. No matter how many times he or she may tell you that they've changed or they love you or blah, 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 blah. I've seen it a gazillion times. They're not going to change, male or female. They always say men can't change. Men don't change. But you know what? Women don't either. So it is important to get out of that relationship and find somebody else, take a break from dating, take a break from relationships, and just get on with your life and be happy. So those are some tips on toxic relationships and also about flirting with a friend. And if your friend turns into more than a friend, that's awesome, because you know what? You probably won't have to worry about the toxic relationship part. That's how we're going to tie those two together. But good luck with it. Flirt away. I encourage it. If you flirt with somebody, they flirt back. Everybody feels good. Just be careful of the ramifications that possibly could come from flirting. And if you're aware of it and they're aware of it, go for it. Have a great time with it. So that's going to wrap it up for tonight. Thanks so much for joining me. This is John, and I appreciate you joining me on It's Not Me, It's You Relationship Radio. We will be back next Thursday night, I think. Check the website, itsnotmeradio.com, for updates on times and availability. Of course, you can hear all of the shows on iTunes Podcast under It's Not Me, It's You. And certainly all the archive shows are available through the website as well, itsnotmeradio.com. Thank you again to Regime Entertainment and our other sponsors that are coming on board here in the next few weeks. We're looking forward to having you on board. But Regime Entertainment supplies us our music and gives us the ability to do what we do. So we always appreciate them. That is all for tonight. And enjoy the rest of your week and have a great weekend. And as always, peace out.